100 years ago this month, Arizona received its first charter for an American Legion post. Next year will mark 100 years the post has been at the same location in downtown Phoenix. But it's unlikely the post will celebrate its 101st anniversary in that same building. KJZZ's Christina Estes joins us to explain what is happening. So, Christina, we're talking about Luke Greenway American Legion Post 1. Where is it exactly?
It's right along 7th Avenue at Polk Street, and Polk is between Roosevelt and Van Buren. It's a red one-story building with a large parking lot in front, and it's surrounded by a chain-link fence. Some people might spot it by looking up. The post has a 150-foot pole with an American flag on top.
Okay. Well, now, the parcel is city-owned, so how did it become an American Legion Post?
Back in 1920, the landowner gave it to the city with the understanding the city would lease it to the post for 99 years. The lease comes up this year, and Phoenix extended it so the post can celebrate its 100-year anniversary at its original location next year. But it sounds like the building will be gone after that because the city would like to see a mixed-use project developed there.
So at this point, the idea is to tear down all or most of the American Legion Post building. You've got to be hearing pushback from historic preservationists, right?
Yes, some people and groups are really bothered by it. You know, in the last 5 or 10 years, historic preservationists have been able to capture more attention at City Hall, and some of them think tearing down the post's original home would be taking a big step back.
Well, then what is the argument for tearing it down?
Well, the building would require a lot of work to gain official historic status, and if it gets historic designation, there would be limits on what can happen around it. For example, the views in the front, back, and one side could not be obstructed, and the one side where you could build would reportedly be pretty restricted. In a nutshell, Phoenix's economic development director says there's really no market for something like that. No developer is going to come in and pump in millions of dollars unless they can build something that's going to make them millions.
Okay, so how does American Legion Post 1 feel about all this?
We heard from Patrick Mays, the Post's former commander, when this was discussed yesterday at a subcommittee meeting. He's an Air Force veteran who lives in a historic neighborhood downtown. Mays said he joined Post 1 because of its historic nature. And when he learned the lease was within a few years of expiring, he set a goal to secure a long-term extension.
Initial efforts to obtain that lease extension were flatly denied. The prevailing attitude at that time was, well, they won't throw us out. We're veterans, right? That was a foolhardy position to take. It really was. And I decided I wanted to take initiative to try to come with a collaborative and cooperative solution along with the city.
So for about 3 years, Mays and others have been working with the city on ways to include veterans in the redevelopment of their home.
So what are some ideas? What have they come up with?
Before the city hangs a for sale sign on this 1.7-acre site, the council must approve. So this stuff is preliminary. The Economic Development Department is working on a request for proposals. It would require a few things as a result of input from the American Legion Post and some council members. Bidders would have to provide at least 3,000 square feet for veteran support services. And if there's housing, they'd have to set aside at least 30% below market rate, with preference given to lower income veterans. Also, bidders will be encouraged, or it might be required. The language still has to be fleshed out, to analyze the building to find ways of saving some elements and incorporating those elements into the new project.
A lot of progress still to follow as the details are hammered out. KJZZ's Christina Estes, thank you.
You're welcome.